faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
It's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, Superman saves the life of Hercamine and discovers that Franz, the Grand Master of Illyria, is an escaped Nazi.
Somehow you stumbled on this lost city and decided it would be a good place to rebuild a Nazi party in preparation for the next war.
Who told you that?
Nobody had to tell me. But it won't work.
You're sure of that?
I'm positive.
Just wait. Just wait and see.
So he said, so she said, so they said, so we said. Yadda 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 yacht. Some people keep talking, they never stop talking. People like that should be shot. The things that they say never come to an end. They don't stop for breath or for thought. They'll repeat just like records, again and again, the tidbits of gossip they've caught. They never will think, is it true what I say? Is it something I ought to repeat? Instead, they'll just giggle and whisper to you, have you heard Johnny Jones is a cheat? These jerks pick up everything nasty they hear. They never say somebody swell. But, brother, if once you do anything wrong, you can bank on it, these guys will tell. They come up with some of the strangest remarks. They must have the brains of a pigeon. You should hear the ridiculous things that they say about other folks' race or religion. We know that the way that we worship our God doesn't make any difference down deep. That a regular Joe is a regular Joe, and a creep, well, he's still just a creep. But facts never stop dopes from babbling on. The truth might not have as much zip. They'd much rather sell you some nice juicy lies. Stay away from this bunch. Take our tip. For you can be sure as can possibly be that your name is somewhere on their list. That they have got gossip to tell about you. There's no chance that you're going to be missed. So never be sucker enough to believe the gossip of yadda yadders. They never know anything you'll want to hear, and nothing they say really matters.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Yesterday, as you remember, Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen, while searching for Hercamine in the walled city of Illyria, heard Franz, Grand Master of the city, sentence the old man to immediate death by hanging in the public square. Jimmy wanted to interfere at once, but Kent felt that the people of Illyria should know once and for all how evil Franz really is. And only by seeing would they believe. Great crowds gather in the huge square, and with unbelieving eyes watch as the noose is about to be placed around the neck of their venerated counselor. Never having learned to fight, being for centuries a peace-loving people, they can do nothing but stand and look on helplessly. Finally, at the last moment, Clark Kent decided to assume his true role of Superman and come to Hercamine's rescue. But as he moved toward the gallows, the harsh voice of a palace guard stopped him.
Stand where thou art, Scylla! Art a stranger in our midst.
Let me by, please.
Do not move! Or I will run thee through with my sword.
Run away, Jim. Wait for me at the hole in the wall.
No, they'll kill Hercamine and you too, Mr. Kent.
Do as I tell you, Jim. It's the only way any of us can be saved.
Stand! Do not move!
Run, Jim, run!
Okay.
Let the stripling go. When I am done with thee, it will be time enough to seek him out.
Put your sword up, my friend.
I'd as soon put it through thee. Merciful heavens! The blade crumpled on thy chest.
Too bad you had to spoil a good sword, but don't say I didn't warn you. Now, out of my way.
Scared the life out of the poor fellow. Good thing, too. He'll help arouse the people, and I'll have a few seconds more to get out of these clothes. I was right. The guard screaming stopped Franz dead in his tracks just as he was about to put the noose around Hercamine's neck. And now, Superman can take over. Up, up, and away! I'll circle above the crowd. Give them a good look at me.
There. Now, down to the gallows. Down.
Away from that man, Franz.
What? What devil art thou?
Get away, I said. Look, Franz runneth away.
Let him run. I'll take care of him later. I've got to get you out of here first. Are you ready, sir?
Yea, verily, I am ready.
Hold on now. Up, up, and away! This clearing looks like a safe spot, Herkimer. It's deep in the forest and not too near the wall.
My faith is fast in thee, Birdman. Decide thou and I shall agree.
Good. You sit here on this tree stump and rest while I look for Jim.
Jim? It's a name that is not known to me.
Oh, he's a young friend of mine who also came to help rescue you.
I did not know I had so many well wishers. Where is he now?
Waiting for me just outside the walls of Illyria.
Then hasten to him, I beseech thee. Illyria safe no longer for an honest man.
Well, you will be all right if I leave you here alone?
Aye. We are quite far removed from the city. 'Tis men alone make evil. Here in the forest, all nature is my friend.
I'll be back in a few minutes. Up, up, and away!
Why, Superman.
Glad you saw me first, Jim. Didn't want to scare you.
Gosh, I was thinking about you, hoping you'd come. Nobody but you can save Herkimer.
That's been done.
You mean...
Herkimer is waiting for us in the forest.
Oh, gosh, that's wonderful. I was so scared Mr. Kent wouldn't be able to... Say, where is Mr. Kent?
Huh?
He was supposed to meet me here. Is he in the forest, too? Oh,
no, Herkimer's alone.
Well, then where is Mr. Kent?
Well, he's...
He told me to wait here for him.
Yes, but his plans have changed. He'll expect to find you with Herkimer.
Well, okay, if you say so.
You all set?
Yep, I'm ready.
Then up, up, and away! Here we are, Herkimer.
Thou hast returned, Birdman. And this is Jim, the young stripling thou hast mentioned.
Yeah, that's me. Superman saved you just in the nick of time, didn't he?
Aye. So that is what they call the Superman.
Well, yes.
Yeah, that's his name. Look, I've got something to show you, Herkimer. Got it in my pocket. Here, look.
A small red feather. 'Tis like unto... But nay, it cannot be.
Sure, it's Nakoma's feather.
Nakoma! Then thou hast seen Rasputin?
Oh, I'll say we have. We found her on the ocean.
The heavens pour forth blessings.
It's true, Herkimer. Rasputin is safe and well.
Could you take me to her? My heart longs to see my beloved princess once again.
Can you, Superman?
I don't see why not. But I have some important business to attend to first.
Well, that's right. You've got to find Mr. Kent. I forgot about him. Gee, where do you suppose he is?
I'm going back to Illyria to find out. You two wait here, and I'll see that Kent picks you up as soon as our business is finished.
Okay, Superman. But hurry. I don't like the idea of his being in Illyria all by himself.
He'll be all right. Now, remember, don't move from this spot.
Aye, we will await thee here. Fare thee well.
So long. Now, up, up, and away!
And so, while Herkimer and Jimmy Olsen wait in the forest clearing, Superman flies swiftly back to Illyria. Something urgent and vital spurs him on. What does he intend to do? We'll know in just a moment, so keep listening.
Gang, 25 years ago, in 1923, the first nonstop transcontinental flight was made. To Americans, that flight was something tremendous, almost unreal. Imagine flying across America in only 27 hours. That was speed, fella. That was traveling. Well, nonstop transcontinental flights are old hat today, but the new transcontinental speed record isn't. 2 years ago, Colonel W.H. Council flew a P-80 jet-propelled monoplane from New York to Los Angeles in 4 hours, 13 minutes, and 25 seconds at the fantastic speed of 580 miles an hour. Can you imagine that? Almost the same course that it took 27 hours to fly in 1923 can be flown in 4 hours today. Well, gang, there's no two ways about it. The world has shrunk since 1923. It takes so much less time to get from one end of the earth to another that it's almost as if the distances were really smaller. That's why people say we're all living in each other's backyards. Now, we all know that to keep peace in our own backyard, we've got to stay on good terms with our neighbors. Who likes angry hollering over the fence or bike tires without air in them? Nobody. And that's what happens when neighbors quarrel. Well, the same thing goes on internationally, too. Every country is our next-door neighbor now, and if we want to keep peace, we've got to stay on good terms with them all. Neighbors can be awful pains in the necks if they're always squabbling, but swell fun if they're real friends. So let's do all we can to preserve peace among the people of the world.
now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Flying swiftly over the treetops, Superman leaves behind him the forest clearing where Jim and Herkimer wait. Now, over the walls of Illyria, he circles the city until he spots Francis' house below. Apparently, this is where his urgent business is. Swiftly, he drops to the ground, enters the building, makes his way to the end of the hall. His X-ray vision pierces the thickness of an iron-bound door.
There he is, in that room. And alone, too. Greetings, Franz.
You, the one who flies.
Yes, put that dagger down.
I will put it where it belongs, in your heart. You are a devil. The blade does not pierce your body.
A very keen observation, my friend.
What do you want with me?
You'll find out soon enough.
Do not come any near.
Oh, still think you can give orders, eh? Well, I'm glad of one thing, anyway.
What are you talking about?
That you dropped this thee and thou stuff. Now you sound like the person you really are, a Nazi.
I will see that you suffer from it. I am still Grand Master of Illyria.
You're a Nazi and nothing more. You're one of the few who managed to escape from Berlin. Now that we understand each other, get back to that radio.
Radio? What radio?
Oh, now don't play dumb with me. I heard the radio static when I was coming down the hall. You're trying to contact someone, aren't you? You got a shortwave transmitter.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Your smart little game is up, Franz. Now, where's the radio?
Let me go. You're choking me.
Where's the radio?
It's over there. In the desk.
Oh. Hidden in a drawer, eh? Ah, look there. Transmitter and receiver made in Germany. Whom were you trying to contact when I broke in?
No one. I was just playing with it.
Just playing with a 250-watt transmitter? Look, this isn't a toy, mister. Now, whom are you trying to contact?
No one. No one, I tell you.
All right, we'll open the receiver and wait for whoever it was to contact you. In the meantime, you can tell me about your setup. What's behind all this?
I don't know what you mean.
You know exactly what I mean. You came to Illyria soon after the war ended. How you happened to find it, I don't know. But you immediately set about to take it over. You decided it would be a good place to rebuild a Nazi party, didn't you?
Who told you that?
Nobody had to tell me. It's no secret that South America was full of Nazis when the war ended. For all we know, that's where Hitler may be hiding out if he isn't dead.
You do not know what you're saying.
Not much, I don't.
Oh.
Here it comes.
Watching Franz out of the corner of his eye, Superman listens intently as the shortwave receiver crackles its call to the lost city of Illyria. What will he learn? Is Franz the leader of a plot to rebuild the Nazi party wiped out by World War II? Gang, whatever you do and wherever you are, don't miss tomorrow's episode when Superman finds himself battling an army single-handed. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for Chapter 17 of The Mystery of the Sleeping Beauty on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. Watch for the Superman Adventure serial soon to be shown at your local movie theater. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Captain Midnight, which follows in just a moment. And right after Captain Midnight, you'll hear Tom Mix and his Ralston Straight Shooters. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.